Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Nice seeing you indeed. Well, Martin, South Africa's National Development Plan 2030 calls for more natural gas in the energy mix. Coal shoulders nuclear.
Yes, so, you know, coal very much still there, going to be with us for 20 years. But what the National Development Plan 2030 is saying, look to mix that with natural gases. And what they're talking about is, you know, underground gold, coal gasification, coal bed methane gas, offshore gas that can come from Namibia or Mozambique and piped in. But also that shale gas in the Karoo, they're looking to turn that to account. It has tremendous advantage for us, provided, of course, the economics play up and the environmental costs outweigh those of using coal. But we're obviously going to be very dependent on coal, so they want to protect coal. Not that they're encouraging the stopping of exports, but they're wanting a balance so that we can be assured of the domestic supply without interfering with the economics of coal mining. Because if you take out the exports, you take out the sweetener, and then the whole business case falls away. Mm. At the same time, they are looking for some stimulation in mining. They find that we've fallen behind very seriously in mining. We're down to 1994 level, you know, they're talking about. And they also point out that the only way we can stimulate investment in mining is to actually get regulatory certainty. And they're talking the amendments to the Minerals Development Act actually being brought in so that this certainty can be given.
Hmm. All right, well, South Africa is readying itself to host the World Cup of Geosciences in 2016, Martin.
This is going to be great for South Africa because we've also fallen behind on the geological front, and to have, you know, 6,000 earth scientists here in a type of World Cup of Geosciences for 2016 is going to stimulate our geological activity. This will be done in Cape Town in 4 years' time. Already the preparations are taking place. We get handed the baton from Australia, and of course we beat out Morocco, and India will now have it in 2020. And the last time we had this was in 1929.
Gee.
So it'll also be a significant date because it's the 150th anniversary of the discovery of diamonds in South Africa, and also the 130th anniversary of the discovery of gold. Mm. And I think that also tells a tale. Our ore bodies here have been so huge that our geologists have sort of taken the backseat to our engineers. And perhaps South Africa has been overexploited and underexplored, particularly now that you have tremendous modern techniques to explore. And our Minerals Minister, Susan Shabangu, has been pleading for more exploration. And I'm sure now this activity here, staging the International Geological Congress in South Africa in 2016 in Cape Town is going to stimulate that activity. And post and pre the Congress, they're going to have excursions into Africa. Mm. And that is also an important message because South Africa has lost out in its exploration expertise in Africa. And again, they're going to try and sponsor, you know, young upcoming geologists to attend this so that they can get exposed to the top minds of earth scientists at this World Cup of Geosciences that will be held in South Africa 2016.
All right, well, black-controlled Exxaro will begin exporting iron ore next year from its new mine in the Republic of Congo.
Yes, and we're not talking about the Democratic Republic here. We're talking about the Republic of Congo, and we're talking about Exxaro, which is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and which is still 55%, black-owned. Mm. So that's an important external activity of our empowered companies now, you know, being able to go into the Republic of Congo, buy an asset from the Australians, from African Iron, and now fast track this development. In fact, they've promised the Congolese government that they will start delivering iron ore from next year. The government sees this as the best place iron ore prospect and the one that can get to market fastest, and they're keen to see that it does. There are some other players further from the rail. I think the Mayoko project that we're talking about here with Exxaro is only 2 kilometers from the rail. Unfortunately, that rail was built by the French in 1931. Exxaro is going to have to do a lot of reinforcing of the rail fixing up the port as well. And that's why, you know, Sipho Nkosi, the CEO, wants to get going fast because he wants to test the rail. He wants to test the infrastructure and he wants to test the market, because he's building up to an export of about 10 million tons of iron ore a year from 2016. And of course, he benefits hugely from his association in South Africa with iron ore. He has 20%, or Exxaro has 20% of the Sishen iron ore mine, which has meant a flow of billions of rands into Exxaro, which has now helped it go into Africa. And then we see again, we're having to take the exploration done by the Australians because we are not pioneering explorers. And this is again emphasized, I think, by the fact that we want to host this Geosciences Congress here in 2016 to get that pioneering geological spirit back, so that we don't always have to buy assets from others, but we can discover them ourselves.
Oh, fantastic. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kalani.